Hello. Today I wanted to update you on some tax news and let you know about some special events that are coming up soon in the tax field. Thank you for tuning in to Tax Justice Warriors.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
So today I was going to give you part four of the IRS forms and publication series, but then I noticed that there was quite a bit of tax news I wanted to update people on. I thought about combining both episodes, but I've decided to go ahead and just give this episode today as a focus on tax news and various events. To pull back the curtain a little bit, I have been going to different locations for the Kansas Income Tax Institute. The institute is sponsored by Kansas State University, and they go to various locations throughout Kansas, such as Garden City, Colby, Hayes, Topeka, Wichita, Salina, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. I go to various of these locations to do outreach for the low-income taxpayer clinic with Kansas Legal Services. These are various two-day events, and depending on the location, the various speakers are Andrew Moorhead, Paul Niefer, Bill Parrish, or Felicia Dixon. Now, all of them are seasoned tax professionals. Bill Parrish is local to my area. He's an accountant in Kansas City, Missouri, and he has referred some clients to me for help with tax controversies. At each of the locations, those are the day one presenters, and also Carl York goes to all of the locations to present from the Kansas Department of Revenue on various updates for Kansas tax returns. At all locations, Roger McEwen and Ross Hurst go. Roger is the Kansas Farm Bureau Professor of Agricultural Law and Taxation at Washburn University School of Law. That is my alma mater. And Ross Hurst is the former IRS Senior Stakeholder Liaison for Kansas, but he has retired from the IRS. Between these various presenters, they are providing quite a bit of information on the tax updates, training tax professionals for the next tax season. At each location, they provide a thick volume that is the federal tax workbook with the various tax updates that is published by the University of Illinois Tax School. And another location that I do outreach is with the Kansas chapter of the National Association of Tax Professionals. So I have been busy doing outreach for the clinic that way, speaking to various accountants and other tax preparers, and that has meant that I've been out of the office, but it is a bit of a juggling act managing cases and doing outreach. I wanted to turn to some of the Tax Reform Jobs Act provisions that expire in 2025 permanent to law at this point, so I am not going to focus on that unless it is actually permanent law. But within Congress, there are steps to add additional tax reform to what happened at the end of 2017, and we will wait and see if any of that actually becomes permanent. I wanted to mention that the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic conference is scheduled for December 3 to 7 in Washington, D.C. If you are part of a low income taxpayer clinic, then you know about the conference and have already registered. If you need additional information, you should check with the toolkit or your analyst to find out more specific arrangements. But I wanted to mention that there is a workshop that the American Bar Association hosts that is now consistently on the Monday afternoon, December 3rd, but each Monday afternoon of the conference. The organizer is Caleb Smith. Caleb is the Visiting Associate Professor of Clinical Law at the Ronald M. Mankoff Tax Clinic at the University of Minnesota Law School. He is also one of the other individuals who writes about designated orders for the procedurally taxing blog site. The low-income taxpayer workshop will be on Monday afternoon, December 3rd at the Washington, D.C. offices of Morgan Lewis and Bacchius LLP. Caleb lined up 4 hours of CLE or CPE credit with speakers on topics including Section 199A, tax litigation, and collection due process. The workshop is designed for practitioners who represent low-income taxpayers through a low-income tax clinic or other pro bono programs, so all are welcome to attend. The registration is a bargain at $30 for all ABA members, but $20 for low-income taxpayer clinic employees. The agenda is at 1 o'clock, the 2017 Tax Act and Self-Employed Workers, 2 o'clock, Collectability as a Litigation Tool, Settling with the Department of Justice versus the Internal Revenue Service, at 3:45, a focus on new trends and tactics in collection due process litigation, and at 5:15, there will be a networking reception. So for all attorneys, tax attorneys, or other members of the American Bar Association who are able to attend and who are in the Washington, D.C. area, I would suggest that you visit the low-income taxpayer workshop. I believe there will be some good discussions on ways that you can help low-income taxpayers. So while Caleb is busy with that, putting that workshop together, and he's moderating one of the presentations, the other three members of the designated orders group will be doing a presentation on Tuesday morning, December 4th. Samantha Galvin, Patrick Thomas, and I will all be part of a presentation on designated orders, the designated orders that we are doing through the procedurally taxing website. Patrick Thomas recently posted on procedurally taxing various statistics regarding the first year of our posts and the data that we have collected from the various days. Samantha and I will be giving reflections on lessons learned and special cases that have been posted on the designated orders on the procedurally taxing website. So if you'll be at the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic conference, we do invite you to come hear our insights, ask questions, and let us know any comments or suggestions you might have. Next, I wanted to turn to the Janet Spriggins Pro Bono Award. This award is given by the Pro Bono Award Committee of the ABA Section of Taxation, the American Bar Association. The award is given to an individual or a law firm for sustained and outstanding achievements in pro bono activities in tax law. For an individual recipient, that individual must be a tax lawyer, whether living or deceased. The individual must currently be or was a member of the section of taxation, and the individual has, through years of service, demonstrated an ongoing commitment to pro bono activities, particularly in the areas of federal and state taxation. For a law firm recipient, the law firm must include members of the section of taxation, and the law firm must show that through years of service of its attorneys, that they have demonstrated an ongoing commitment to pro bono activities, particularly in the areas of federal and state taxation. Nominations should include a brief statement addressing how the nominee satisfies the above criteria and must be submitted by Friday, December 7, 2018 to Arthur Atkin at arthur.atkin@americanbar.org. That's arthur.atkin@americanbar.org. I have already made my nomination for an individual, and so I hope that this person wins and look forward to see who will win the award. Good luck to all nominees. Next, I wanted to turn to a conference that is convened by the National Taxpayer Advocate, the 4th International Conference on Taxpayer Rights. That will be May 23rd and 24th in 2019 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The conference is hosted by the University of Minnesota School of Law and sponsored by tax analysts with technical assistance from IBFD. The 2019 conference explores the role of taxpayer rights in the digital age and the implications of the expanding digital environment for transparency, certainty, and privacy in tax administration. They are currently seeking presentation and paper proposals on a range of topics. In developing proposals, the conference encourages proposals from multiple disciplines, such as the fields of law, economics, psychology, anthropology, sociology, computer science, as well as from government officials, ombuds, and taxpayer advocates. They're looking to address various topics. The existence and comparative analysis of taxpayer charters and taxpayer bill of rights around the world, and the foundation of taxpayer rights in human rights. A comparative law analysis of the treatment of taxpayer rights, including under common law and civil law, with recommendations to establish some global common standards. The impact of big data on the right to privacy in the context of tax administration, including a comparative global analysis of the judicial treatment of evidence obtained from leaked tax and financial documents, the availability of administrative guidance, including the limits of legislative interpretation and interpretive guidance, its role in fostering compliance, and administrative or statutory vehicles for obtaining access to that guidance, as well as the methods to bring stakeholders into a constructive discussion with authorities and legislative bodies, the ability of taxpayers to legitimately rely on published administrative guidance in its various forms, how such reliance is treated by tax authorities, the judiciary, and legislative bodies, and remedies for taxpayers when they relied on such guidance to their detriment, the role of whistleblowers in tax administration, including access to tax information and protections for both the whistleblower and the subject taxpayer, with a comparative analysis of the approaches of different countries and other fields of law, the impact of increasingly digital delivery of taxpayer assistance on vulnerable taxpayer groups, including the efficacy of different modes of communicating with taxpayers in order to promote compliance, and the ability of taxpayers to bring cases to court, especially in countries where taxpayers are either afraid of seeking assistance or relief, or are reluctant to bring a case against tax authorities because of cultural reasons. The website is taxpayerrightsconference.com. You can go there for more information, but I wanted to let you know about the paper submission procedure. To submit a paper proposal, please send the following information by December 1st, 2018 to tprightsconference@irs.gov. The author's name, contact information, and professional affiliation, the author's curriculum vitae, the title of the proposed paper, and a 3 to 5 page abstract of the paper in Times New Roman, 11 point double spaced at left alignment. Participants will be notified of their selection by January 1st. Conference fees for presenters will be waived. Travel and accommodation assistance also may be available for academic presenters, courtesy of co-sponsors. The post-conference opportunities for publication of original papers will be available, including in the Tax Lawyer and in Tax Analysts publication. Important dates and deadlines. The deadline for submission of abstracts is December 1st, 2018. Notification of paper or presentation acceptance, January 1. Deadline for submission of slide presentations and updated abstracts, April 15, 2019. And the deadline for submission of papers for publication in the Tax Lawyer or by Tax Analyst, July 31st, 2019. So with all of these events, I wanted to let people know, especially in time for these December deadlines. I hope some of this information will be useful to you and that you would take part. I appreciate your listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.